So Henry goes, "Ethel, do we have intercourse?" And Ethel stood up and said, "Henry, if I told you once, I've told you 100 times. We have Medicare and Blue Cross."
Kate Jeminer is a retired hospice chaplain. She wears sensible shoes and a pixie haircut. With her cane in tow, she travels around Broward preaching the gospel of safe sex.
So I think that everybody in this room knows what intercourse is. And there's a lot of it going on in Broward County.
Her audience is the geriatric crowd, folks who prefer to discuss Medicare instead of the fine points of dating. But that doesn't stop her from talking about condoms, frankly, boldly, and with humor.
Well, I like to start out with my favorite joke because it loosens up the room, and they realize that there's going to be a serious message, but there is some humor available too.
Grandma and Grandpa are having sex, and not always with each other. So Jeminer takes her handouts and foil-wrapped condoms to retirement communities and nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Anywhere, they will have her. It can be a tough sell, though. Seniors are too old to get pregnant, and many don't worry about sexually transmitted diseases.
People think that seniors cannot become infected with STIs, and that's not true. As I tell the group, you can become infected from the womb to the tomb.
Seniors are also self-conscious when talking about sex.
Some people are embarrassed about the subject and about condoms, and I think it's because of our upbringing. Unfortunately, a lot of the seniors haven't outgrown it.
That doesn't stop Jeminer from giving advice.
Yeah, see, here's an idea for a date. You go out to lunch, then you go over to the health department, and you each get tested.
But it's advice that some seniors, especially women, take to heart. Lucia Luna, for instance, is a 70-year-old widow who says she's not interested in dating. But she knows friends who have been bamboozled, even when they're in age to know better. She thinks Jeminer's presentation would do them a world of good.
Sometimes that partner has been around more with different women, and he's not aware that he could have a disease and he could give it to you. And you don't know about it because he will tell you, "Oh, I never been around."
But the Medicare generation does get around. So senior advocate Victor D'Souza believes that Jeminer's message is essential. Too often he comes across a senior who is recently widowed or divorced and without a single clue to the rules of the dating game.
It's even more important to our seniors because so many of them take it for granted that they're safe.
Jeminer has no intention of quitting anytime soon. She believes her work will never be done. In fact, she expects the baby boomers to remain sexually active well into old age. In the end, that may not be such a bad curtain call for a generation that came of age during the sexual revolution, the generation that coined the phrase, "Make love, not war." I'm Ana Veciana Suarez in Miami.